Smith Jewelers. This is Connie. How may I help you?
There's my girl. How you doing, Connie?
I am doing.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was all right. We went out and ate for the first time ever, and I'm not doing holidays like that ever again.
No? What happened?
It just wasn't, I don't know. I just, going out and eat for a holiday meal is just not how I was raised.
Was it similar to, have you ever seen the Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Yes, I have. It's just been a long time.
So they go out, what is it, in the beginning of the movie, Tim Allen burns their holiday dinner, the turkey and everything. So they go out and like, what reminds me of an old school Perkins. I don't know if you remember those.
Yes.
It reminds me of an old school Perkins. And like, they don't have anything, like chocolate milk, they're out and all that kind of stuff. And it's just one of those things where I'm like, that's not very heartwarming, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah. It was not very heartwarming. It was very cold and just, I don't know, just I'll cook it all for just me and my husband next year. There's no point in doing that again.
So, you know, what my grandma started doing, and, I mean, it's for all of us, but we actually, like, get it catered or at least half catered. We'll actually, like, go to one of our, like, grocery stores and have them do some of it so that way we don't have to do all the cooking.
And that's
it. It's a lot easier on my grandma.
Heck, yeah.
That way she doesn't have to cook the turkey and some of the sides, and then we bring the rest of the sides.
Yeah, that's great. If it was somebody other than just me and my husband.
Right.
You know.
But, I mean, if you can do something like that in advance and, like, get some, you know, turkey meals in advance and then just bring it home, at least that way, it's like you can have dinner at home and still have it served like a turkey dinner, you know?
And that's it. That's it.
But how you doing? How's everything otherwise?
It is. It's picking up, so
good.
That's a good thing.
Yes, I love to hear that.
Heck, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we, Oh, I was going to say, I thought we needed a radiant diamond from you, but I guess Angie took care of that yesterday, maybe.
What?
Because it is not, well, it's not on my desk, so
what
I don't know.
What the heck? Angie doesn't like me?
I have no idea. I just walked in with a list of things to do on my desk, and that is not one, and I thought it was one.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what did she get?
I don't know, unless that fell through.
Right. Right.
It could have very well fell through. That was just something that I was looking at yesterday, and yeah.
Well, you
and
can
I guess,
find out, because obviously
yeah.
You know I would love to help you out there.
I will. She's not in today.
Okay.
But just in case it didn't, what do you have for a 3-carat lab radiant?
3-carat
elongated
lab radiant. I know they're quite popular, but let me see. 3-carat lab radiant. I mean, there's quite a few going on right now. Let's see. This one is. There's a few that are on their way back to me. I've got a... They're basically all the same price. They're all between $903 and $985, just depending on the elongation. So
okay,
like
for the...
301 FVS1 for $903.
Can you send it to me on memo?
It's on its way back to me, so it just depends on when exactly your customer's coming in.
Yeah, and I don't know that either.
Okay.
See, I don't know what transpired yesterday afternoon. So I guess don't send anything.
Well,
let me
I've
find out.
I mean, I've got a 264 EVS1 that's in-house today, and it's longer than some of my 3-carats.
What you got on it for price? Oh, I gotta go.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.